إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام اتقوا الله حق تقاته. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, have fear, have taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. O gathering of brothers and sisters, verily a great sin, the greatest sin that a person will have in this world and on the Day of Judgment, is the one who was on misguidance and called others to his misguidance. Allah Most High, He says, الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ زِدْنَاهُمْ عَذَابًا فَوْقَ الْعَذَابِ بِمَا كَانُوا يُفْسِدُونَ. Those who disbelieve and misled others from the way, we increase them with punishment above punishment because of their corruption. And Allah the Most High, He says, وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا ذَٰلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. And do not cause corruption on the earth after it has been set in order. That is best for you if you are truly believers. And from the greatest forms of evil and from the greatest crimes, from the kaba'ir and the sins that destroy and spread corruption on the earth, are alcohol and drugs and intoxicants. Anyone that is affected by them, they are but destroyed. The corruption spreads. There are different levels of corruption. But anyone that is slightly touched by the harm of these intoxicants, the corruption spreads in all directions. And this is from one of the newer forms of evil, the drugs that are spread now in campuses and even in schools. This is a new evil that has spread amongst the people. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, beware of alcohol, for it is the mother of all evils. أُمُّ الْخَبَائِثِ. This was recorded by Imam Hakim. And another narration, avoid alcohol because it is the key to all evil. Alcohol is the key to all evil. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Abu Darda, may Allah be pleased with him, said that my friend Khalili, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, do not drink alcohol, for it is the opening to all evil. Narrated by Ibn Majah. And drugs have a greater effect. Drugs that are spread now in society, they have much more harm, and its hurma, its forbiddance, is much worse than alcohol. And from the evil of drugs is what we know and what we do not even see. The Prophet ﷺ forbade every intoxicant, anything that is made from seeds, from plants, from leaves, whether it's injected or smoked or drank, all of these are haram according to the Sharia of Islam. All of these things are forbidden because of its evil, because they turn human beings into evil beings. It's because they lead people to crime and they bring them to evil and not towards goodness. We make a call. A call is made to the whole world to rid themselves of these evil drugs, of the evil of alcohol, because it brings much harm to society. And from the greatest harms of alcohol is that it corrupts the mind. It corrupts the senses of a person. So he no longer knows what is right and wrong. He becomes like an animal following his desires, and he does not have consciousness and fear of his Lord and Creator. And from its harms is that it changes a human being. This creature that Allah has honored, لَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ, it changes him into a shaytan. It takes them away from the characteristics of the righteous so that they become one that follows the devil, the shaitan. And from its harms, alcohol and intoxicants, it leads one to do violent crimes, to fight, to harm others, to harm his wife, to destroy his family. So much evil is caused by the shaitan when they use these drugs. They are far away from the benefit that Islam desires for all of us. And from its harms, the harms of alcohol and drugs, is that a person loses sight of the future. And all of his attention becomes focused on the hour, the needs of the hour. He loses all consciousness of results and consequences of his actions. He does whatever comes to his mind. And then this leads him to great harm and destruction. And from the harms of alcohol is the destitution of society and the deprivation of peace and security. How many crimes are committed by those who have drank alcohol or who have used drugs? Or how many crimes are done by people who want to buy drugs? How many innocent people have been killed by those who have been addicted to drugs, seeking to buy and get more of their drugs? And from the harms of the evil of alcohol and drugs is that the one addicted to it becomes outcast from his family, from his society, even his friends. He becomes outcast from the closest people to him, even his own children. They become strangers to him. And from the harms of alcohol and drugs is the wasting of wealth. How much money is wasted in wealth on alcohol and drugs? The harm spreads throughout society. The spreading of illness, of sickness, of diseases because of alcohol and drugs. The whole of society suffers because they have to take care of these people who have become handicapped and are not able to benefit society. And from the harms of alcohol and drugs, my brothers and sisters in Islam, they cause sterility. They destroy the family life. They destroy and prevent a person from having children. And from the greatest harms and the greatest evils of alcohol and drugs is that it causes a person to go away from the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. It takes a person away from the ta'a of Allah Azza wa Jal, so that the person begins to hate the righteous people, and he hates to sit with righteous people, and he hates to remember Allah Azza wa Jal and to be in the gatherings of dhikr. Rather, he would rather be with those people who are evil, his evil company that will encourage him in this addiction, in this habit. He begins to love sins. He becomes addicted to sins and the people of sin, and he believes in these sins and becomes comfortable with them. What a terrible state of a person. And from the evil and terrible consequences of alcohol and drugs is that the shaitan, he becomes the companion of a person addicted to alcohol and drugs. And the angels, they flee away from him. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَصُدُّونَهُمْ عَنْ السَّبِيلِ وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَنَا قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ بُعْدَ الْمَشْرِقَيْنِ فَبِئْسَ الْقَرِينَ وَلَنْ يَنْفَعَكُمُ الْيَوْمِ إِذْ ذَلَمْتُمْ أَنَّكُمْ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُشْتَرِكُونَ Allah says about that evil companion, that evil person who took you down the path of evil, whoever goes away from the remembrance of the Rahman, whoever goes away from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, then Allah will appoint a shaitan as his companion, a qareen, a consort. And they will lead them away from the path until they think they are guided. They think they are on the straight path. They're following their nafs, their hawa, their shahwa. They think this is the path to success. They are the ones who are misguided. Until he comes to us, until they come in front of Allah on the Day of Judgment, And he will say to his companion that took him down that evil path, "Woe unto you! I wish that between me and you were the distance between the east and the west. The far distance between us. Woe unto you! What have you done to me? What an evil companion you were to me in the world. It is of no benefit to you this day. You did wrong, and they will both share in the punishment." So this is from the evil of following of the alcohol and the drugs, that a person with those evil companions will be brought in front of Allah, and they will curse one another, even though they were friends in this world. And from the harms of alcohol and drugs is the curse that descends upon the person who uses it. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Allah curses alcohol and the drinker of it, and the one who gives it to others to drink, the one who serves it to others, is a sin. And the one who squeezes the grapes to produce alcohol, and the one whom it is squeezed for, the one who buys it and distributes it, and the carrier of it, the one who transports the alcohol, he is cursed. And the one who it's carried to, and the seller of it, and the buyer of it." See, the curse of Allah descends upon these people. In a hadith that was narrated by Tabarani, "Whoever drinks a taste of alcohol, his deeds will not be accepted for 3 days. And whoever drinks a glass of alcohol, then his salah will not be accepted for 40 mornings." And then the Prophet ﷺ, he said, "When you give them alcohol, you are giving them to drink from the river of Khabal." And the Sahaba, he said, "Ya Rasulullah, what is Khabal?" He said, "It is the scorching river of the hellfire. We seek refuge in Allah from that." And drugs, my brothers and sisters in Islam, that many consider recreational, that don't consider them dangerous, their prohibition is greater and worse than alcohol. Whatever warnings we have about alcohol, they are applied to drugs equally so or more so, because the harm of drugs is more dangerous. It spreads crime in society and evil and indecency. And from the harms of drugs on the dealer is the wrath of Allah that descends upon him. Allah says, "وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ." Fear the wrath, the tests of Allah that will afflict not only the wrongdoers, but those who are with them. And know that the punishment of Allah is strong. And the drugs, growing it, manufacturing it, spreading it, this is the job of the shayateen amongst human beings. And they have two goals from this evil action. One is so that the one addicted to the drugs becomes enslaved to the dealer, so that he has to come to him for his every desire, for his every need. He becomes humble to him like an animal. His every need, he has to go to this evil shaitan, the dealer from amongst human beings. And second, these evil dealers, all they desire is to earn the forbidden wealth. But what an evil earning. This wealth is earned by drugs and intoxicants. There is no blessing in it. There is no barakah in it. But it corrupts the heart. Money earned from haram, it corrupts the heart. It corrupts life. And it makes difficulty out of easiness. O Muslimin, beware of the works of the shaitan. He wants you to follow him so that you will be in Jahannam with him. Beware of the corruption of alcohol and drugs. The land is afflicted. Wherever you walk, you see the bars. Wherever you go, you see the parties and the drinking. My beloved brothers, the land is afflicted with alcohol and drugs. But beware, O father, O guardian, O mother, warn your children from these evil gatherings. Warn them to stay away from these evil companions. O teacher, O one who has responsibility, beware of your flock. Teach them of the danger. Teach them of staying away from the evil. Teach our girls to stay away from these drugs and alcohol. And teach them to stay away from smoking. Smoking, as you know, it's a doorway to other evils. It's a doorway to other drugs. It's a doorway to alcohol. Teach them to stay away. A baby, a child, he doesn't know what is right and wrong. So you have to raise him to know what is evil. His guardians are responsible for him. And it is obligatory on them to keep them away from harms. Guide your children. Teach them what is evil and what is good. Oh, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the duty of every Muslim is to call to good and to forbid evil. How can these dealers, those who spread alcohol and drugs, how can you cleanse your souls? You have corrupted your souls. You have destroyed your souls. You have spread mischief on the earth. How many people are killed? How many families are destroyed by alcohol and drugs? You are the forces of the shaitan. You sow mischief on the earth. Does this benefit you at all, following this path? Ittaqillah, have fear of Allah in yourselves. Be inviters to good. The Muslim, he calls to good. He doesn't spread evil on the earth. Be callers to good. Allah says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَتَقْوَى. Help one another to do good in righteousness. And do not help. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And do not help one another in evil and disobedience. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ. Fear Allah, for indeed Allah's punishment is severe. May Allah bless me and you through the great Qur'an, and may Allah benefit me and you through His ayat and wise reminders and the Honorable Messenger. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Please come forward, brothers, if you can, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. Amma ba'd. By Allah the Blessed and High, there is no good except that Allah has commanded to it. There is no good for us except Allah has guided us towards it. And there is no evil except Allah has warned us about it. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He has warned us about alcohol and drugs and intoxicants. Allah says, or what was taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that anything that is made an intoxicant is haram. Do not be fooled by those who say that it is only alcohol that is haram, but smoking or these other things, they do not fall into alcohol. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, every muskir, every intoxicant is haram. Whether it is drank or whether it is smoked, whatever type it is haram. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, whatever intoxicates in a large quantity, then even a small amount is haram. Again, the shaitan says, just drink a little of the alcohol. It won't cause you to be drunk. The Prophet said, whatever intoxicates in large amounts, then even a small amount, it is haram, it is forbidden. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, every muskir and every mufattir is haram. Every intoxicant and every relaxant, drugs that are taken that relax the body and weaken it, these are also haram. They make the body lazy and weak, and they take healthiness away from a person. Anyone that has used any of these things, they have used alcohol or drugs or the mufattirat, then they should turn to Allah in tawbah, in repentance. Allah Most High is forgiving. He accepts the repentance of His servants, and He blots out evil. Allah says, turn in repentance to Allah together, O you believers, in order that you be successful. And Allah the Blessed, the Most High, is delighted when His servants turn to Him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, all of the children of Adam, they make mistakes. But the best of those who make mistakes are those who make tawbah to Allah Azza wa Jal. Turn in repentance, all of us, let us turn in repentance to Allah Azza wa Jal. Anyone that has done any evil, let him turn to Allah so that he can cleanse his soul, so that he can remove the evil from his soul. Whoever does this, he has done good to Allah and to himself and to his family and his colleagues and companions. Allah knows the true intention of a person, and whoever has true regret, they will come to Allah safe on the Day of Judgment. Hasten to the repentance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if one needs to consult a doctor, they should do that to stay away from these evils. If they go away from this, they will meet Allah, they will be saved from a terrible wrath on the Day of Judgment. Allah the Blessed and High, He has made the character of the Muslimoons, of the believers, the Muslimin, to be ones who call to goodness, not those who sell and spread evil on earth. They enjoin right and forbid evil. Allah says, "Wal 'asr, innal insana lafi khusr." All of people are in loss, except who? Illa alladhina amanu wa 'amilu s-salihat. Except those who believe and do good deeds. Is that enough? وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And they call others to the truth, and they call others to have patience in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah bless me and you with a blessed Qur'an. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad. اللهم صل على سيد الأولين والآخرين إمام المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم أرضى على الصحابة أجمعين والخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعلى أصحابه أجمعين والتابعين ومن اتبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم ارحمنا برحمتك وكرمك اللهم ارحمنا برحمتك وكرمك اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين والكافرين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين يا رب العالمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم واهدنا سبل السلام وأخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور اللهم فقهنا في الدين اللهم فقهنا في الدين اللهم فقهنا في الدين وانصر دينك وكتابك يا أرحم الراحمين واغفر لنا جميعا وارحم موتانا يا أكرم الأكرمين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم يا فوز المستغفرين أقيموا الصلاة.